You mentioned saddle sores earlier. I mean, I've never ridden more than 100 miles in one go, but by the end of it, I'm pretty crippled.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been for saddle mapping and I use chamois cream and all that. But is it a case of just powering through the pain, or do you have specific ways of actually lessening the discomfort to begin with?
Yeah, I'm like you. You know, you think I use my favourite chamois cream, I use my favourite bibs, I use my favourite saddle, and it was good last time, so it will be good this time. It doesn't always hold true.
No.
For me, the number one downfall is shaving. You know, like I know British Cycling stipulates that you know the girl shouldn't shave, and then there's other people that I know they wax and they've got no issues. But I know for me, you know, sometimes you're like in the shower, you're like, oh, that's a little bit, let's just remove it there, you know, because I want to go for a swim, but I don't really want that to show. Each time I do that, guaranteed, I have a saddle sore because the follicles get infected quite quickly. So in these weeks before the record attempt, no more shaving, no more swimming, you know, we can deal with that later. and that seems to help a lot. Also, I've got a paramedic with me on the team. She's given me a lot of advice what I can do in advance, and then she's got a lot of remedies to what to do if it does happen. So one thing you can do in advance, because it's a lot of it is about sweat build up as well. So if you use like an antiperspirant roller on the groin sort of in the week before, and that can help to prepare the skin a little bit. And then if you do get a saddle sore, we actually make sure that we have got the antibiotics with us. Because, you know, normally when you get, you need to make an appointment with the doctor, and then you need to wait a couple of days before they can see you, and then it takes a couple of days before the antibiotics kick in. But so we've got a course of antibiotics with us, just in case. I also got a couple of, patches that you can use to create a little bit of comfort whilst you're sitting. But for me, the key things around comfort is mixing it up. So that's for the bum, you know, making sure, because I'll be going to use my time trial bike, which is because of the position and the female body shape, you're actually perched onto your soft tissues the whole time. And whereas men can kind of slap things out of the way, they still get saddle sores on their bum and so, but it's very different to sitting on your most sensitive parts for all that time. So it's about mixing it up. Being in that time trial position allows you to be in the aero extensions, which means that you're just leaning on this, which is good for your hands, so your hands don't go numb and you don't get that cyclist syndrome, you know, where the nerves go. But then I also need to mix it up, so whenever the rope goes up, you don't get that much benefit out of being in the aero position anyway. So when the rope goes up, I go in just using the base bars. So that gives my neck a break, because that's slightly challenging for your neck muscles. And also it gives my bum a slightly different position. And then the other thing I do when the rope goes up, I actually got actively, you know, pedal out of the saddle for a bit so it can air. And then it's about changing regularly. So during the Swift record attempt, I try to change my shorts every 6 hours or so, and then got the benefit of your shower even to look after your hygiene. And I still had a saddle sore on that occasion, which got really badly infected, and that's why I stopped in the end. It went like 10 centimetres into my leg even.
Ouch.
And I just couldn't sit anymore, and I achieved everything I wanted to achieve with it, so it's like, well, let's call it a day. Part of it is how long can you bear the pain, and then part of it is how do you manage it and avoid it. But it's not just saddle sores that I'm worried about. I'm probably more worried about my neck. It's the Sherman's neck syndrome that people do like race across America. If you can't keep your head up anymore, obviously you shouldn't be on the road. You know, now I do know in Race Across America they sometimes create some contraptions, like famous for one girl, she had like a Pringle tube that they attached to a handlebar that was leading on the Pringle tube. And I know other people put like, well, the equivalent of a broom, you know, sort of along the back, mm-hmm. and then you're kind of just held up to it like that, which gets them to ride a bit further, but generally they have to call it a day anyway. So I've been trying to do exercises to strengthen my neck, but I find particularly it's about changing your position over, that helps most. Yeah.